Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about oppositional defiant disorder, signs of the disorder, and what you can do as a parent. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and answer one of your questions live. If you have a question for me for next week, please submit it at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com, or you can message me on social media. All submissions are kept anonymous. Now, today's question from the audience is asking to understand oppositional defiant disorder so that this parent and you can identify the symptoms and decide if their child needs to seek more help. Thank you for submitting this question today. I will tell you the signs of oppositional defiant disorder, and then stick around to the end because I'm going to give you 10 tips for helping your child so that you can be a more impactful parent. So let's get started. Oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD, is when a child displays a continuing pattern of uncooperative, defiant, and hostile behavior toward people in authority. This could be anyone in authority, and it doesn't always have to be a battle against the parents. So that makes oppositional defiant disorder different. But you're like, why? Why is that different than, let's say, an argumentative child or a child that doesn't want to follow the rules? Well, for children to be diagnosed with ODD, they need to have most of the following symptoms, which I'll be listing here in a moment, for more than 6 months. A lot of children go through a phase of rebellion, but children with ODD will refuse authority figures way beyond the length of just a phase. So let's get into what that'll look like. It will feel like the littlest thing might set this child off. The ODD child has to win arguments, and they won't give in to boundaries or rules or someone trying to control them. Children with oppositional defiant disorder have frequent temper tantrums. And children with oppositional defiant disorder will argue with adults intentionally. It may feel like they're just picking a fight and that they'll refuse to do whatever you tell them. But it's, again, any adult. They refuse what adults are telling them. They're refusing authority. Children with ODD can be very challenging because they will always question the rules and refuse to follow any rules that they don't perceive serve them. Kids with ODD typically won't hesitate to speak harshly to their parents, to teachers, to police officers, really anybody in authority. And these kids are also annoyed with adults in authority really often and will openly look angry and resentful towards you. Now, two of the most obvious qualities differentiating a typical rebellious child against a child with oppositional defiant disorder is that children with ODD will be vindictive. They'll be spiteful. They'll do things to annoy or upset others on purpose and blame others for their own misbehaviors or mistakes. Children with ODD don't typically take responsibility for their actions, and even when the blame is obvious to them, they still won't. Causes of oppositional defiant disorder are actually unknown. Sometimes it could come from an onset of a head injury or developmental factors, but other times doctors say it could be genetic, developmental, or even learned. ODD is associated with absent or neglectful parenting, but children with loving and present parents can also develop this condition. So that doesn't really help much either. Either way, the exact reasons why anyone has ODD are unknown. To make things more difficult, oppositional defiant disorder often is co-occurring with other disorders, such as ADHD, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, conduct disorder, and other learning disorders. It is also a misconception that oppositional defiant disorder only develops in adolescence. This isn't true. ODD occurs at all ages of development and adulthood. In fact, 10.2% of all children will develop ODD, usually diagnosed around age 8. Now, problems come with ODD, lots of them, of course, but the more typical ones are poor school performance, antisocial behavior, substance abuse, trouble building relationships, poor impulse control, and even suicide. Now, parents need to educate themselves to get their children help with such detrimental repercussions. But ODD is treatable. More than 65% of children with ODD see their symptoms go away within 3 years or less if the child gets help. So, what can parents do? I'm going to give you 10 things that if you're listening to this right now and it's resonating with you, that you can do to help your child. Tip number one for helping children with oppositional defiant disorder is, actually, do not punish the behaviors associated with ODD. It doesn't help. In fact, harsh discipline is a risk factor for developing the condition and can even make your child's condition worse. So obviously, this makes disciplining and parenting a huge challenge. Tip number two for helping kids with ODD. Instead of doing the punishing, actually go get some help. You need to go to a mental health professional. Once your child is officially diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder, your doctor will encourage you to go to a therapist. The therapist will likely suggest various types of help. Some will suggest parent-child interaction therapy. Others will recommend individual and family therapy. Some therapists might suggest parent training, social skills training for the child, or problem-solving training for the parent and the child. Tip number three for helping kids with oppositional defiant disorder is praise positive behaviors. You want to give rewards for behaviors that you want to see again. Focus on the good behaviors you see your child doing. This is really important. Your child needs praise and recognition for things that they do well. Even if you're praising them for tasks that you feel like any child should do automatically, that's okay. Praise anyway. Children with ODD are used to adults being angry and frustrated and annoyed with them. So you want to give your child the opposite reaction and focus on giving them your attention when things are going really well. So they don't seek that attention negatively. Because you'll see this with every child. If they're not getting your attention by doing things that are good, they'll get your attention by doing things that are negative. We don't want that, especially here. Tip number four for helping kids with oppositional defiant disorder is model the behavior that you want to see. This goes back to kids don't know what they don't know. So many times parents just tell kids, no, don't do that. But then they don't tell their kids what they should be doing. It's not natural for kids to automatically understand better behavior. Parents need to show children what they want from them. It's important to replace the bad behavior with what you need them to do instead of just leaving the child hanging with only what they can't do. Tip number five for helping kids with oppositional defiant disorder is avoid the power struggles. I know this one's going to be tough, but pick your battles and be selective with your boundaries. Tip number six for helping kids with ODD, create a routine and provide consistency in that child's life. This is actually key. This means providing consistency with rules and expectations and consequences for their actions. These things, the rules, the expectations, and the consequences, should be discussed when the child is in a good mood and set as a standard when things are going well. You want to set limits and consequences for actions before they are in trouble. Which brings me to tip number seven. Connection is super important. These kids need more love and attention than you realize. They already have plenty of adults angry with them and frustrated with them. This kid needs you. Tip number 8 for helping kids with oppositional defiant disorder is make sure that every adult in the child's life is on the same page. This goes back to creating consistency, actually. Behaviors and expectations should be universal. Collaborate with your teachers, your coaches, your counselors, and anyone who might be in the child's life to create consistent and standard behaviors that is expected across the board. Tip number 9 to set up your child for success is to set your child up for success on purpose. Yeah, on purpose. Now, this might be giving them a chore to do around the house that really doesn't matter if it gets done, and yet it's important for the house to have it done. So when the child completes this chore, you now have an opportunity to praise them and focus on the positive. So set your child with oppositional defiant disorder up for success, even if it means that you're kind of setting them up. Like literally, you're good at think about it, put some intention behind it so that you can praise them. And tip number 10 for helping kids with oppositional defiant disorder is to take care of yourself. These are not easy children to parent, and your self-care should be just as much of a priority. If you're tired, then your patience is going to be much shorter and your mood is going to be irritable. You need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your child. Make sure that you're sleeping, that you're socializing with friends even just a little bit, that you're eating well. That also role models great behaviors, by the way. And I also suggest joining a parenting support group to help you vent in a safe place. And get ideas from other parents of what works in other households and what doesn't work. Because all the help we can get as a community is always better. Now, I hope that's helpful for you today. But my last piece of advice for children, for parents of children with ODD, is to expect that your child's behavior is actually going to get worse before it gets better. These children are going to reject any change that they see in you, even if the change is positive for them. They're going to test your patience and push your buttons to see if the change that you're trying to create is really intentional and if you really mean it. But now that you know that the behaviors will worsen before they get better, then now you can anticipate that roller coaster and prepare yourself for the ride. And if you have a question that you want to submit to me for next week, please do. Submit your questions by DMing me on social media. You can also email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. Plus, if you want to become a more impactful parent, check out all that my website has to offer. I have parenting courses, family coaching, a free downloadable app, which, by the way, is amazing. Make sure you get those with the links. It's like having me in your pocket. And there are so many free resources on my website, too. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. Go to the Impactful Parent website and download the free Impactful Parent app so you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today. So go to theimpactfulparent.com and see you next episode.